This is a video game music podcast.
This is our introductory.
Yet another video game podcast starring three white dudes. I'm Griffin Hoffman.
I'm Colin Connett.
I'm Gene Silver Jr. And I'd almost say this is a Star Wars, but the new Star Wars, it's not just a bunch of white people anymore.
That's good.
Hey, we're here to talk about some video game music and play some. Well, not like ourselves, but for each other.
Oh, God.
Let me pull out my recorder here, guys.
Hey, what's this theme sound like? I'm just going to throw a piano down the stairs.
It sounds like anything on the Genesis.
Boom. A monster on the Sitar.
Shots fired.
The Sitari? Which one did you get?
The fucking Sitari.
Sitari 1600? Oh, yeah, no. I had a Sitari Jaguar.
You mean a Sitar?
I said a Sitar.
I know. That was a joke. For all you listening... Listen to the sound of the gong for the jokes.
There are going to be a lot of great music jokes this podcast.
Yeah, I think I just exhausted all I have right there. Anyway, so the structure is kind of sitting around. We're going to play some music from 3, 2, to 1. And each of our picks, talk about a little bit and why we love them. This episode's theme is... Was it? Menu music?
Title theme.
Title
music. Title screen music.
Title.
For the title.
Title.
And apparently Colin's theme is Tourette's.
All right. I'm going to hit play on this. We can all listen to a little bit of Pac-Man Championship Edition DX. So that would be my number three. Moving on, Colin, what is yours, if you remember?
I believe it was the Mega Man 2 title music.
Yeah,
if I recall correctly.
Custard's Last Stanza.
Custard's Last Stanza, yes. Mega Man 2, opener, intro, opening, whatever, all those things. I mean, everybody's had fondness for Mega Man. Why did you pick 2?
It just had the... bumpinest title music I could think of, and it was also my favorite Mega Man, original Mega Man. I just think it had the best title music.
All right, let's listen to it. Thank you.
You know, it starts out real slow, and then it's got that build up, and then just, dude, you're just in there.
Just climax. All just climax. Just
the climax. Isn't that what we all want? Just the climax?
Yep. 1 minute of climax.
It's all it takes?
It's excellent. It was very good. I really like the Mega Man 2 intro music. I mean, it's like a staple.
It is.
Yeah.
It's screechy, but good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got that. It's that NES.
It's good stuff. I like the NES. What are you saying, Colin?
Dude, I love the NES.
All right. Gene, do you want to take it away with your number three?
Number three is Streets of Rage. It's a Genesis title. It's got some really interesting music. It's kind of a slow burn, but it's set up to be... Like, all of the music in the game itself is a much more upbeat, so it's kind of a very somber start to an otherwise punch-everything game.
Sweet. Let's play it.
Emotional than I remember it being.
I went on a journey there. I shed a tear.
It was really deep. How deep was it, Gene?
Oh,
ragingly deep.
Yeah, just freaking depths, like bottoming out in the ocean.
Yep. Went on for blocks. I don't know much about Streets of Rage. What's the deal? That's a Sega game.
It's a Sega game.
Beat 'em up. Yeah.
Okay. It's a classic beat 'em up. Oh my gosh, what's the other game? It was brutal.
Fatal Fury?
Fatal Fury, that was the other game that was kind of like the SNES version.
Yeah, that's the one I'm familiar with.
And then Streets of Rage, that was one, and then the Streets of Rage 2. Both are very, very similar games. They expanded a little bit in the second one. The third one was terrible.
Mm. Oh, that reminds me. So I didn't play a lot of Genesis stuff, and this is, I guess, part of the reason why we all kind of decided to do this, because everybody has, like, different backgrounds. And I'm really excited to hear Genesis stuff, because it's real good. And I just never experienced it before.
I didn't play a lot of Genesis games.
Mm-hmm.
I played the shit out of Genesis games.
There's no shit left in Genesis. Gene played it all out.
I had the Sega channel through my local cable provider.
That is incredible.
Wow. You were dedicated. Okay.
Well, speaking of dedication, doesn't shut off. Let's move on to number two. Everybody's top two. Top two choices. Let me tell you. Again,
call number two on the hotline. What would you like there, Griff?
Number two, fat number two, play the shit out of it. on my list here, I have Uncharted, the original Uncharted for the PlayStation 3, the intro song. Big fan. It's modern, so that's kind of, I wanted to spice things up with a little bit of current generation-ish music, so it's not all just chiptune-y. Not that that's a bad thing, but here, why don't you guys listen to this rockin'.
Take it away, Griff.
Thank you.
I felt like I was, you know, in the jungle with a machete looking for treasure, Griff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did too. I feel like
hunting
that.
Hunting for treasure, Philip.
I was hunting for treasure.
And you found some treasure, baby.
It is a delightful theme. And it
That was good.
That theme continues through all the other Uncharted games, but I most specifically, like, attributed to the first game, because it was like, adventure, look, he fell in the water and he's wet now. That's amazing.
He stepped in something and went squish. Squish.
Yeah, squish. Uncharted games, really, really good. Obviously, everybody likes them quite a bit, but it's a very fun, lighthearted, Gene, I think you called it Indiana Jones-esque. Yeah,
very much like, okay, the good Indiana Jones, not this new
stuff. The refrigerator of doom.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But yeah, it was very much like watching the playthrough and playing a little myself. It's got that very, like, just adventure and danger, but no matter how adventurous or dangerous it is, it still has a lighthearted element where, you know, you're not going to see him get blown into, like, 100 different beats or get some kind of, like, heavy, super dramatic moment. Like, yeah, there are moments of drama, but it's not, it doesn't overshadow the adventure.
Nate, I am your father.
Topical.
The one gun to rule them all.
All right, Colin, we're on to you now for your number two. What do you got?
That would be Barbie Chrono Super Trigger.
What's that? I've never heard of it.
Chrono Trigger. You've never heard of Chrono Trigger? Uh-uh. It's a racing game.
Okay.
Made by Squaresoft.
I'm looking at the cover art now.
Oh, well, they get the race cars later.
Okay.
Yeah.
A story-based racer.
Yes.
I like it. Like, yeah. Jack 3.
Yeah. Just like Jack 3.
Just like actually. Jack
3. This was actually the precursor to Jack 3.
Oh, so it's like Mario Kart Zero?
Jack 2.
Oh.
Did that jack off?
Jack True, the quest for the Chrono Trigger. They couldn't fit it all in the box.
Oh, it must have been a translation thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my God, I'm going to shoot myself. Play the music,
anyway, Chrono Trigger, tons of great music, also a great title theme. Let's play it. Triumphant.
Indeed. I like that ticky-tacky.
I do too.
Representing time. Which your lap counter. How long it takes you to race around.
All of those things.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I hate both of you.
What? Have you not played it?
You're ruining it for me.
What?
Race cars, Chrono... Okay.
What are you talking about?
Nobody knows what
Chrono Trigger. It's a shooting game. That's why there's trigger in the title.
Like the Halo,
yeah, time
there's like
gun.
A ring and stuff.
Yeah,
Chrono
time
dies,
gun.
Gene.
Or does he?
Dun, dun, dun.
Or should I say, or does she?
Ooh,
what?
Or does it?
What? Oh my god.
Plot twist.
It's epic.
The, what was it?
The Jack 3 plot twist.
What's his real name? Caitlin Chrono? Bruce?
So, Chrono Trigger, beloved game. Of course, everybody knows it's an RPG. We're just goofing around here, guys.
Not really a racing game.
Professionals. We're professionals.
Because that was Tourette's again.
Uh-huh.
Gene, do you want to take it away with your...
Number two.
Gene,
talk to us about it.
Number two, it's probably one of my favorite games of all time. Secret of Mana, Sega Densetsu 2 is what the Japanese nerd version of it is. It's got one of my favorite themes. It was just, I don't know, I like the slow build themes, and a lot of my picks will reflect that, and this is one of those where it kind of sets up a very long and just, kind of dramatic and very, end of the world, seriousness kind of, theme.
The thing that I always remember about the Secret of Mana music is how weird it can be. Like, I think we'll hear it when we get to this theme, but like the intro noise that's like the dragon or something.
Mm.
I love that. And then when they get like undoubtedly we'll listen to more Secret of Mana music and like the chimes that they're able to do in it and like just kind of like some of the squealing weird
stuff.
There's
a lot of unconventional sounds.
Yeah.
It's almost like they had a keyboard and they were trying to mimic other instruments, but they were that sounds like it, but let's make it a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a bell, but this is a bell in space.
All right, Space Bells. You want to take it away with Secret of Mana?
Secret of Mana, go.
And we're back.
Absolutely. What a great song.
It's good.
Fantastic. It's like a sense of mystery about it, that there's some maybe like an ancient or just mystery about it, but there's something that's also kind of serious and, I don't know, sense of holiness. It makes you think of like the Mana Forest theme in that game is also one of my absolute favorite.
I enjoy all of Gene's descriptive terms.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I hear Holy Mana Forest as well when I hear that.
It's good.
I do. Yep.
Okay, so...
You want to talk about Chrono Trigger more, Gene?
No.
Secret of Mana was an awesome game. What did you name your person? Since it was one of those games that didn't have a default name, and as a young person, I was befuddled.
I usually name the main character either myself, like Gene, or I put, Leocia was one of my favorite things, but I always named the sprite and the girl Kester and Lester. Because it just was freaking hilarious to me, because we'd always just start calling them molesters.
Nice.
And I don't know why.
Nice.
Like, it just made me laugh.
Good one, Teen Gene.
Innocent mind of a child.
I think I always named my main character Blade. Because I was an idiot.
Blade or Flame.
Flame,
yeah.
Flame.
Flame.
Yeah.
Fabio.
That's good, too. He's a Fabio. He is a total Fabio, isn't he?
Max Fightmaster.
Max Fightmaster, yeah. Dude.
Squat, slab, thrust.
What a guy.
Secret of Mana is awesome. All this music so far. So far, so good, guys. I think we're killing it.
We've done a good job.
Yeah. You know what I can't wait for?
The number ones. Dude. Oh, I think those are coming up.
Jinx. Whoops, too late.
Uh-oh. Just kidding. We're going to play our number fours now.
Oh, let's do it.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's go total radio DJ.
Cue up
radio
Shaq
DJ.
Fu, please.
Ugh.
Oh, I'm done.
Nobody has ever said that in their entire life.
I bet the remake is even going to be... Yeah, anyways.
All right, well, that brings us to number one. But, hey, don't stop listening after this, because there'll be more.
There's so much music in the world of video games. How could we stop at just three?
It's impossible.
Impossible.
Also impossible is Suikoden 2's opening to not be on my list. You guys have already heard a little bit of this ditty. I love it. It's got kind of two movements, kind of three, if you want to get technical about it. But intro's kind of somber and very, like, choral. PlayStation 2 game, so it can, or PlayStation 1 game, so it can pump out a little bit higher quality muzak. And it is quite good and very triumphant. You guys want to listen to it?
No.
Actually, can we just go straight to mine?
And play!
Suikoden 2.
Suikoden 2!
Trumpets in it is really good in my book.
Yeah, dat brass, right?
Dude, it's all about dat brass. Dat brass.
Mm-hmm. That's some good music. Also a great game. One of the best RPGs ever? Yes. Yes, absolutely. Should be tied with Persona 4 in my book for best RPG ever.
Ever.
Wow, I was thinking about it today. I was thinking about getting a novelty license plate that said FFVII sucks.
I wonder how fast you get flat tires on that.
Yeah, I was thinking that probably. I get keyed up quite
a bit.
All
the fanboys, dude.
That's your calling, probably.
I get busted up more than likely.
Oh, that's a joke.
Yeah, that was not a joke. That was a horrible. We have to move on. Colin, please.
Would you like me to
save us?
Talk about my number one, Griff?
Yes, tell me about your number one.
Okay, well, my number one is.
Nope, say it like you were saying it.
No, my number one.
Say it like you're okay, somebody just talking about Final Fantasy games.
Final Fantasy 2.
My number one.
It's Final Fantasy. I love the Final Fantasy series.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm even not gonna, 13, I'm not 15. Gonna run around with a weird Final Fantasy 7 boner like everyone else does. It's not that great. It's but Final Fantasy 2 is great. And it has a lot of great music. And it does happen to be my favorite game ever.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, wow. why don't we just listen to it ourselves?
I've got a question before you kick it over there.
Go for it.
Final Fantasy 2 being what for the wide-eyed white dogs?
2/ Final Fantasy 4.
Oh, okay.
It was 2 here in America. It was 4 in the actual chronological
deal. The J-Canon.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
Where it matters,
J-Canon.
I guess.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like something.
Fire the J-Cannon.
Final Fantasy 4. We'll go with 4. We don't want to confuse
anyone. Yeah, 2-4.
2-4. 4.
Solve for
5
X.
In Australia. Not really. Kind of a
terrible,
kind of a slower, calm before the storm, kind of soothing.
Whisk me away, Colin.
Exactly. Yeah,
take me to your fantasy.
It's simple. This is my Final Fantasy.
Oh yeah,
that's a lie.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have more
fantasy. I mean, obviously it is because there's two.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so you already would have had one Final Fantasy.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was a lie.
But yeah, classic tune.
Very recognizable tune.
Also, doesn't it also like get kind of remixed for all the future Final Fantasies?
It's a little different.
Tweaked,
a lot of them, yeah.
Chopped and screwed, some might
like
say.
They dissect it and add little bits of it here and there to like future, just as throwbacks.
There's more orchestration in some of the later
worser ones.
Later, more worser ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy is like golf, right? Like, closer you get to zero, the better they are.
Well, actually.
That's pretty accurate.
That's very accurate.
Although, as much as everyone's the dog on it, I did like number 8 a lot.
There's a lot that I liked about 8.
Yeah. Yep.
But that's a conversation for another time.
For another time.
That's a whole argument in and of itself.
Teehee.
Not worth it. Gene?
Oh, my. Yes?
Talk to us about your number 1.
Gene?
Well, it better not be bad, or else you're kicked off the podcast.
Sweet. I'm leaving. No, I laugh that Griff, Suikoden 2, and Colin's Final Fantasy 2/4, both amazing games, probably in their top, like, probably 5 favorite games of all time.
Mm.
This game is terrible.
Mm.
Like, it's terrible. It's not, like, bad, unplayable, but
it
wasn't really that fun. Or I mean, yeah, whatever. But I really, really enjoy the theme music to this, to the point where I almost wanted to learn how to play a violin simply to play this one little, like, line.
Not a guitar.
No, not a guitar.
Hmm.
What about a sitar?
How about a sitari?
A sitari.
Bringing it back.
I don't know, man. That's pretty difficult. Anyways, without further ado, here is Castlevania 64.
Gene, that was a good song. I like the waltzy part.
Dark and brooding.
I enjoy it. I mean, it really, like, I have a huge, you know, crush on the Castlevania series, and I feel like that song is a really good, like, representative of that, where it's you have this weird aristocratical hierarchy with, you know, the high-level power vampires being Dracula and all that, and this sets up that tone where it makes you think of almost this really just dark and stormy, like, almost waltz in the middle of a spooky, haunted, evil castle. I like it a lot.
What kind of castle? Like
dark, spooky, and...
Spooky, scary castles?
Haunted,
spooky,
evil.
Scary skeletons.
Okay. Excellent. Yeah, all good choices. Hey, guys, well done. We nailed it.
We really did it.
Picked three good ones.
I'm proud of us.
I am, too.
If only we had more.
But wait!
There's more!
So now we've got some of these leftovers on our list, some of that didn't make the top three, and in some cases, some that are just need to be talked about, need to be discussed. And because of that, we are going to talk over them, because they're less important. So you're not going to get away. On my list, I have Civilization IV, the intro theme to that song, or that game. And the only reason I didn't think it really... It didn't make it because the other three were better. And, again, it's one of those things that I've just heard so many times I don't need to hear it anymore. But, also, it's very similar to, like, the Uncharted ones. Or, no, actually, all of them kind of had that Lion King feel. So here we go. Here's the Sid Meier's Civilization IV.
So they're flying over a desert.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff popping up.
Very Lion King.
Oh yeah, totally Lion King.
Mm-hmm.
I see out the right side window an old baboon.
I see Mufasa.
He's not thinking of coming to America.
Mufasa.
Zimbabwe.
Phil Collins do this?
Yeah. Unfortunately, was not prepared, so don't know who did, but I like this a lot. It's a nice song to just listen to.
And not do anything else while you're listening to it.
Just sit and listen. Not play the game or anything.
Or play with other things.
Yep. Yeah. It's fine. I wonder what they're saying. Hopefully it's like that Little Big Planet thing where there was like people reading out of the Quran. And they had to pull it from the game, like, a day after it launched.
Didn't they do that with the, something with the Fire Temple in Ocarina of Time?
Maybe.
There was chanting.
Yes.
In the background.
And it was, like, from the Torah or something, wasn't it? And, I don't remember, but sounds right. All right, that's enough of Civilization IV. Baba Yatu.
Bahamama Gleo.
What do you guys want to do now? Which one? Colin, you got...
I had The Elder Scrolls III Morrowind as my fourth one. I was kind of torn between this one and Chrono Trigger for a spot in the top three.
Mm.
This is really good adventure and music.
Adventure and music?
Adventure and music.
Good old down-home adventure and music.
Is this the Uncharted one? Oh, no, it's Morrowind.
This is Morrowind.
It's very fluty.
Get the little fluty
it's like
intro.
Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
So less penis-y.
Well.
Floppy wieners, floppy wieners.
You need to watch Game of Thrones.
There's mods for that. You can get a mod for your Elder Scrolls game if you want to have floppy wieners.
Game,
you
perfect. Mm-hmm.
The modding scene is robust.
Oh my. La la la.
All the hours that I spent playing this game, this music never got old.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that says a lot because you spent a lot of time listening to it.
Yeah. I mean, most of the Elder Scrolls musics are pretty good, right? Like, the Skyrim intro is pretty freaking sweet.
Yeah, they're all pretty good.
Yep.
I'm sure it's challenging to.
This is good sailing music. Like if I were on a boat and going into the horizon.
It'd be a good one too, like climbing a mountain or something, like get towards the peak.
You know, if you'd like to climb a mountain, play the Elder Scrolls 3 Morrowind.
You could jump up a mountain.
You could jump up a mountain.
Oh, that sounds
good. And then shoot an arrow.
And then maybe get hit in the knee with the arrow.
Maybe you could get hit in the knee with an arrow.
That feature was not put in until later editions.
Oh my.
Alright. Well, that was nice. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Thank you. So just not good enough to crack into the top three?
Just wasn't good enough.
Mm-hmm. Alright, Gene. You've got some stragglers here as well.
Oh, I closed my list. I believe it is the Castlevania, or Super Castlevania 4?
Mm-hmm. The prologue, yep.
Yes.
That's what
I was. I was torn that this wasn't necessary.
I'm going to play it right now. Ooh. You can keep talking.
I don't want to talk anymore. I'm done. Now, this was... I was really torn with putting this, like, either as my second or first favorite, but... One, it's not necessarily title music, and two, I already had a Castlevania venue on there, and I just really enjoyed, like, a lot of Castlevania business.
Hmm. Oh, my.
It's another one of those setups where it's kind of, like, spooky.
Are these bats?
These are
the sounds of bats.
Erupting out of a grave.
Ugh.
And then right about now, you start getting all this text about, you know, the history of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the build-up.
One man, one whip.
Oh, yeah, like, Dracula has been resurrected again because of this count, lady, whatever. And then I always love it. It's always the build-up of you, like, walking or heading or standing in front of the castle, like, the very, very edge of it, and you're just like, well, I'm going to have to kill a lot of evil shit to go in there.
I do notice that this is a Super Nintendo game.
Yes.
That's weird.
Sega games.
Because I played a ton of Sega games.
Mm.
I feel like the Sega Genesis.
I like
a
this
lot
part
of...
here. This is good.
It's the build up.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to drag
it's all build
cast
up.
And you're going to kill shit. Better get ready for it.
I'm not ready yet.
I just listen a little bit long. You'll be ready soon.
Not ready. Dracula.
Nope, still not ready.
Huh?
Still not ready.
Is it now?
Not yet.
Is it? How about now?
Oh, you'll know.
Are we there yet?
I'm almost there, Shazam! So that Dracula guy, he's pretty good.
And now you're ready. I don't know. I like the little echoing piano bit.
Hmm.
Because it starts to slow down, like, well, you've got to go now. Have fun. Say hi to the skeletons and those stupid Medusa heads. Watch out for Alucard, he's kind of an asshole at times.
Well, there we go. That's Super Castlevania 4.
Prologue.
I'm anti-log myself.
It's log, it's log, it's big, it's heavy, it's wood.
Alright, speaking of dumb songs, this is on my list because it needs to be talked about. It is the Street Fighter 4 intro theme, and it is amazing. I'm going to get it going right here, and you can all appreciate how wonderful it is. There are lyrics.
Love it already.
Uh-huh. Indestructible, I believe, is the name of the song. I've got this feeling coming over me. I feel it all around me. I played this game a lot.
This is so good.
Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Dude, hit the club. It's like this should be a Dance Dance Revolution song.
Oh no, man, it's better than that. I feel like they were trying to go for like, how can we top MVC2? Like, I want to take you for a ride by doing it even worse.
Nothing makes me want to participate in illegal street fights to decide the fate of the world more than this song.
Nothing says Street Fighter like a J-Rap.
Dude, this is like Justin Bieber 0.5.
Mm-hmm.
This actually might be the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's really good.
Why wasn't this your number one again?
It's too good.
It's too good.
If I had picked this as my number one, this
would have to be number one, two, and three.
Yeah, it'd be all three, or just zero.
I understand. It's definitely number zero.
Music prime. All other music stems from this song. And it goes on like this forever, which is a good thing. Yes.
Wonderful.
Yep.
It's like the Rick Astley of fighting music.
Yeah, it's very good. I mean, it only plays during the title theme, too, so it's not like you're getting into matches and that's playing, which is unfortunate. All right, Colin, what have you got here?
So this one, I've got the title theme, Donkey Kong Country.
Oh,
It was a toss-up between this, actually, and Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, Donkey Kong Country Returns. That also had a very good one. But this is kind of like the OG, you know, of Donkey Kong Country title themes.
Yeah.
So we're going to go with this. Oh!
It's monkeying around, yeah.
Yeah, this is popping.
How good is that?
It's very good. It's not as good as the DK rap, but...
It's really not.
It's no DK, but what is?
But I couldn't use that one.
Yeah. We can still play it.
We can still play it. And there's nothing as good as that, you're right.
No. I like all the sound effects in the background.
Yeah.
Like, all the DKs getting
that
hit.
That makes it, exactly.
Diddy's just someone savagely beating Diddy in the back. Ow!
Diddy just getting wrecked by AP.
You got the guy from Police Academy making all the background noises.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Alright, I gotta look around for whatever that song is.
I don't know if you want to pull up Tropical Freeze as well really quick, if we have time.
Yeah, sure.
That's... You don't even want to play the game when you listen to that one. You just want to sit there and relax.
Yeah. Mm. I think first I'm gonna put the DK rap on here.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we can all listen to this. Please don't be an ad. Okay, good. You thought you heard good music before.
There's nothing better than this.
You're through this monkey rap. DK. Donkey Kong.
Surprise the Flintstone
tail. You know.
Where did this debut?
Hell.
Yeah, exactly.
All I remember from is Smash Brothers Melee.
Oh, this was on N64.
Is this Donkey Kong 64?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't remember.
It was a yellow cartridge.
Yeah.
I got it and convinced myself it wasn't a bad game.
Oh, it was a bad game.
But it's terrible. Also, this song is terrible. All right, let's look for... What did you say, Tropical Freeze?
Tropical Freeze is definitely worth a listen. You can't listen to this song without a smile on your face.
That one? Which one?
This one, Tropical Freeze.
Is it the intro?
Yes.
Is it World 1 or the intro?
Just the title screen.
Okay. I'm a-going. Okay. New footage. That sounds...
You damn dirty apes.
Oh, I'll just have to wait for this ad to end. I mean, I have purchased all this music.
Yes, Mr. Pirate.
I have purchased all of this music legally. I own all these games, and we're playing them live. This is the intro, it says.
Is this the intro?
They're eating a banana cake. Yep. Cranky's cranky. Is this not what you're thinking?
This is the opening cinematic.
Oh, okay.
This sounds like some kind of really awful porn because I can't see.
Yeah, this
going
isn't
on
the title screen.
Okay, well, here comes the repair man. He's going to fix some plumbing. All
right, I can do this. We got it right here. Title screen.
Do it now.
That's the one.
Oh, somebody's. Oh, let me just turn on my Wii U game console. Yep, there we go. I'm searching for it. Searching for it right now. Just bear with me.
Yeah. You just take your time, Edgar.
Oh, I got it. It's loading, guys.
What in the hell?
It says title screen, man. Because we're on the title screen, of course it would say that. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Here we go.
There
finally,
we
made it. Oh, yeah. Yes. I played this game. It's a treat.
Yeah.
I didn't really love playing it, but the music was really good.
Was this the one that we played on the Wii a lot?
No, this was the one after that. This is the newer one. Wait for it. Here we go.
Hmm?
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so
oh,
good.
Man. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Down by the beach.
The steel drum.
How could you be in a bad mood playing this game?
I would just, no. Just get some Red Stripe. Lay in a hammock.
Drink copious amounts of rum.
Mm-hmm.
Pipe, smoke whatever's.
Maybe have
legal
a weird monkey with a ponytail.
Yep, deliver you.
Yeah. Yeah, I deliver me the drink, right?
But yeah, it's the monkey butler.
I want that monkey to make that drink.
Okay.
Make it for me, baby.
Stop, no. Make the drink and don't stop playing the steel drum.
You got a tail, right? Use that. Oh. Mm. One too many shakes.
This
start
is very
over
nice. This is very nice. More than two shakes means you're playing with your drink.
I play with my drink a lot then.
Good Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong has always been good.
So
good,
there's
jo-
some,
good
there's,
job, Donkey Kong.
There's some Donkey Kong, old and new.
Mm-hmm.
Still good.
Mm-hmm. We'll have Gene over to you on your list. Your last one.
This is Phantasy Star 4. I feel like it's a really exciting title to build up.
Holy goodness.
Oh, yeah. It's the end of the millennium. I think that's what the fourth one title is. Like, get ready, you're going to run around a desert killing
Genesis
a bunch
of music.
Absolutely.
Always amazed. That's good fat bass line right there.
Big fat baby bass line.
Mm-hmm. Spacey. Space. Phantasy Star.
It is a really underrated game.
In
space. Cool.
Four. Yeah.
Four
the
was
last
great
one.
Second was great. Third one was alright.
Third one was the one with the generations, right?
Yes. Generations of Doom.
Okay.
Which it got kind of weird, like, because the story was kind of the same, but not.
Which one was the one with the cat girl? All of them. Trick question. All
of them. Yeah, all of them. I was like, oh, there's one in second, and there's also one in four, and there's also one in two, three.
It's good. I like this. Haunting. Yep.
That was good. I enjoyed that.
Good. You have one more. You put a six on your list.
I put a sixth one on
just
there.
Just couldn't get enough.
Just because I can't leave this one off.
Okay. Here we go.
This is F-Zero X.
Oh, my. Oh. Oh. So good.
It's good.
All F-Zero music is amazing.
It's all amazing.
Yeah. From SNES to GameCube, they're all fantastic.
Ooh. Daytona will
get you pumped up.
I'll queue one of these up here too. Maybe not though. But the most recently, for Mario Kart, there was like DLC to get Mute City, and the remix song for that is so good.
So good.
So good. Let's see if I can find it here after we jam out.
Probably some of my favorite racing music.
Yeah. Once I'm done air guitaring. More squeals. Oh, Captain Falcon, my Captain Falcon.
Falcon Punch.
Yeah, where did that even come from, right?
I don't know.
I'd love to know. I'd love to know, like, yeah, was there an anime? Was there a cutscene or something like that with Captain Falcon?
Something they threw in there just for Smash Brothers.
I guess. I mean, yeah.
Falcon Punch.
But it's so iconic at this point. Interesting.
I don't know. Have you be something you could maybe look into.
That sounds like a topic for another podcast.
Oh, boy. Oh,
video game myths. Shoot me. All right. I'm going to end this here and then listen to that. See if I can find that. All right, I'll give this a try here. Y'all ready for this?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
F-Zero music's great.
It's really good.
Twin guitars.
Just want to run somewhere as fast as possible.
Just want to do stuff.
Maybe to the bathroom.
Want to dig holes in people's yards, I guess.
It makes me want to drink like 30 Red Bulls and clean my house.
Makes me feel like I have drank 30 Red Bulls.
You mean your trailer?
Just clean this out.
Falcon punch all of my lamps.
and then obsessively piece them back together.
Yes.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
Very quickly.
Never get to scratch the bugs on your arm.
Oh yeah, that sax. Guys, I think that'll take us to the end of whatever this podcast is. Some kind of video game thing. I don't know.
A lot of good tunes today.
Yeah, good job, everybody.
Mostly come out tonight.
Hope you enjoyed listening to some game music with us. It's really good.
Excellent.
I've had fun. I'm Griffin Hoffman.
I'm Colin Connett.
No, I'm Gene Silva Jr.
Did you have fun?
I had a very enjoyable time.
How about you?
Splendid, even.
Splendid, Gene.
Splendiferous. It was great.
It was a mana tree of a good time.
It was
holy mana tree.
Holy mana tree, good stuff.
Yeah. All right.
Fun, warm feelings.
Thanks for listening to episode 1 of whatever this video game music podcast is. Hopefully we'll see you around for the next one. I don't know, should we give it away? We don't know what the theme is? What if nobody wants to listen to that kind of music? We're screwed then.
No. I guess they'll just have to wait to find out.
Intrigue.
Ooh, cliffhanger. It's kind of a chilly ending.